Well, I had breast cancer 15 years ago. I had a mastectomy and got the all clear. I went 2 weeks ago for a mammogram, and they've just discovered that I've got a tumour, but I didn't have any lumps in my breast this time. Mm-hmm. The first time I did, that's what made me go to the doctor. But this time, there was nothing there at all to suggest there was anything the matter. But I've got to go see the specialist on Saturday morning now.
Okay.
And I'll have a biopsy then, and they'll discuss what's going to happen after that. But I'm in terrible shock about it.
I bet you are.
And I'm glad to speak to you because I haven't told anybody else yet. My daughter comes tonight to dinner, so I will tell her then. But I live on my own. Mm. But I don't want to sound as if I'm self-pitying myself. But,
oh, my goodness, no.
But that's why I rung, actually. I thought, well, if I tell somebody, even a stranger, it'll make me feel better, and it did. And it's making me feel better to speak to you.
Good. Well, I'm glad
about
that.
She should be able to speak to her breast care nurse who can help reassure her.
Yes. Well, I did speak to one yesterday, and she just explained what was going to happen in that. But I'm just going around the house now. I can't think or sleep about it. I can't think of anything else because I'm dreading what's going to happen if I have to have chemo and all the rest of it. But thank you very much for listening to me.
Oh, gosh, Elizabeth, don't be daft. Richard, what can you say to Elizabeth?
I mean, the things that Elizabeth has to focus on is that whatever the outcome of her test or biopsy is, we do have excellent treatments now for breast cancer. We're seeing a significant improvement in survival with falling mortality. And that's all coming about because largely early diagnosis and better treatments. There was a comment earlier about targeting the media campaign at younger women. Well, breast cancer is the single biggest cause of death in women aged 35 to 50. It accounts for 15% of all female deaths in that age group. So actually, having a media campaign that targets that group and encourages women from an early age to start self-awareness rather than self-examination is quite right, and that will then carry on through longer age. But the treatment is getting better. People are living longer. You know, we can treat this.
Yes. Yeah, and we're, you know, for what it's worth, Elizabeth, there are millions of strangers right now sending you strength and love through the ether.
Thank you very much.
You know, to get the right result at the weekend.
Thank you.